have another long weekend, basically, and it's our first big full-on camping one. Excuse me. So we all get to head for places and to have wonderful, wonderful times. Places such as, excuse me, I swallowed my coffee backwards. So now, of course, when I have to talk nonstop. But, yeah, so anyway, back to the Van Bag listings for the week of May 12th, I do believe. And please, reminder, the reason why we mentioned the fact that it's a long weekend is there is so much crap going on this week. And we mean crap in all the best of ways. It's wonderful to see a big, vibrant, and alive LGBTQ community. And this list I give you in no way represents everything and all. It's just a sampling. So please get out, support your cultural and your party events and everything LGBTQ. Go do it, do it. So the Little Mermaid sing-along fundraiser, yay! I had the luxury and joy of I think it was Sister Act that they did with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and that was a blast at the Junction. So this one's strongly recommended. Happening, of course, tonight. Doors at 7. Suggested $5 donation. Go under the sea with the BC Super Friends as we sing and dance our way through the Little Mermaid for our annual Pride fundraiser. Participate in our best costume contest, the Disney Cosplay Highly Encouraged. Pre-show at 7:30, movie at 8. And there'll be live musical performances throughout the movie by the Little Mermaid sing-along ensemble, I guess. Lord, it's not going away, Denise. So, of course, have more coffee. See if that helps. The sing-along fundraiser, of course, is going to support projects by the BC Super Friends. They're a volunteer-driven geek group that hosts inclusive events for queer geeks and actively promote creating safe spaces for women and queers in the geek community. Partial proceeds, of course, will also benefit the Vancouver Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who are helping to run the door. Alma Bitches will be there in attendance, singing her little lungs out, as always. But it's a good one, and that, of course, is tonight at 7 at the Junction. Support, this one is more of a get your pen and paper ready for this one. This isn't necessarily a one-size-fits-all kind of a Van Bag listing. Support updated sexual orientation and gender identity policy. The Vancouver School Board is attempting to enact new gender policy. The Parks Board, of course, as many of you know, we preferably the LGBTQ Advisory Committee, the Trans Task Force, of course, the Parks Board, Trevor Loke, Drew Jenis, and Mette Bach, some of the names of people who are actively involved in this, have seen humongous changes now that are going to be enacted within the Vancouver Park Board. With regards to gender variance and trans rights and issues, signage in pools and in bathrooms, all sorts of stuff along this line. Great changes and great steps moving forward for Vancouver's gender varied peoples. So Vancouver School Board is trying to do the same thing. And they're getting a bit of a kickback and a bit of backlash coming from the parents, as anything the Vancouver School Board. But this one particularly, it smacks of a little bit of homophobia, but, you know, that's my personal opinion. It's not necessarily what's going on. So they need all our support because all they're trying to do is make a more safe and inclusive school system for all students. Not just the gays, not just the trans, not just the, you know what I mean? So, yeah, they're getting a little bit of kickback. I've read a couple of the emails that were a little bit nasty. So the proposed updates to the Vancouver School Board's sexual orientation policy were presented Wednesday, April 16th to committee, and that's the Education and Student Services Committee. There were a number of concerned parents, quote unquote, who spoke against the safety and respect for trans students. The policy will make our schools safer and more welcoming for all students, particularly those who are trans and gender nonconforming. Other LGBTQ students, caregivers, and teachers need your support Wednesday, May 14th at 5 p.m. when these proposed updates will be discussed and hopefully voted on. So please consider attending this meeting and sharing sharing this information with friends and family, and post about it on Facebook. Do whatever. We need to really come out and support the school board on this. So the May 14th meeting, it's a committee meeting. If you want to speak, you need to register. So email M as in Mary Louie L O U I E So that's MLOUIE at vsb.bc.ca or call 604-713-5000. That's 604-713-5000. Meetings are going to be held at the board offices on 1580 West Broadway. And so, you know, they really need a little bit of our support here. So please tell one and tell all if you can. Friday, May 16th, Dressing on the Side with Simone and guests. Simone used to do this at Doll and Penny's years ago, and it was an amazing show, and she's brought it back with a bang. It's going to be held at the new Lux Lounge, 1180 House Street. Book your table now. Best to arrive around 7 to settle in and order food and drinks. The show starts at 8, and they've got a great menu as well. Investitures 43 is happening Sunday, May 18th at the Junction. It's a gathering of nations for a night in Paris with special guest Nicole the Great, the Queen Mother of the Americas. How's that for a title? She, I do believe, lives in San Diego. So the doors are at 9. The showtime is at 10 p.m. And that's, of course, at the Junction. Barracuda's back. It is a long weekend, you know, when Barracuda's here. It's a stat holiday Sunday. So it's happening on Sunday, May 18th, 9 p.m. at 560. At 560, yes, Seymour. DJ Matt Consola from San Fran. DJ Matt stands Seattle. $12 for tickets. www.bearacuda.com or at Little Sisters, and they'll be back, of course, for the Victoria Long. They've got all sorts of performers and go-go boys and the like. There's the Noir Fetish Ball happening. Queer Bash is, of course, going to be happening. These are all on the Saturdays and the Sundays. There's Blackcomb Mountain Weekend. There's the Surrey BC Canada Coronation happening. There is Fly Girl is having Hershey. There is, oh my God, there's just so much. The Mr. and Miss Cobalt Drag Competition, of course, I'm going to be a part of that tomorrow night. If you want to get your picture taken with me, it seems that that is part of the competition, to get your picture taken with Barb at somewhere. It's like a Where's Waldo thing. So I will be popping up tomorrow to get my picture, get your selfie taken with Babs so that you can move on in the Miss Cobalt Competition. I don't know. I just go where they tell me to. Post No Bills is happening. There is so much going on that it's taken up a schwackload of time. But so get out, play safe, of course, everybody. But have a great time this long weekend coming up. And that is your Van Bag listings for the week of May 12th. And, of course, without further ado, let's get started with a little bit of hot wax. Of course, we all look forward to this part of the show. DJ Denise at DJ Denise 0477 on Twitter. And we got her here now with Hot Wax on Queer FM Reloaded.
She was born to burn on sunset, with eyes that match the night. And now she's looking for the perfect ride before she says goodnight. Got a lipstick and a fishnet, singing old 90s cassettes. And her fur is huge, just like those knockoff shoes and that pack of Marlboros. She's a movie star, she'll be a legend when she's dead. I saw her at the bar, I swear I heard she said, I don't care if I die, just don't let me disappear. Never wanted to be famous anyway. I was on the boulevard, just got lost out in the hills. No one makes it out alive in LA. And all the people passing by say she's too reckless and too vain. Yeah, the city that she loved has made her casually insane. And you know that she's no angel, she just woke up in the city. She just happened to be lucky, she just happened to be pretty. She's a movie star, she'll be a legend when she's dead. I saw her at the bar, I swear I heard she said, I don't care if I die, just don't let me disappear. Never wanted to be famous anyway. I'm a star, all the fun just got lost out in the hills. No one makes it alive in LA. I
I wouldn't hurt anybody, but I think I've already done that at some point.
They say I'm wild. They say I'm crazy. They say I don't know what I'm doing lately. They say I'm rude to many people and get drunk all the time. But I think that they hate me because they want my life. They hate my life because that's the... They say that I'm a Davy Street disaster. You're dumb, bitch. I don't know past you. If you were up in church, I'd be the pastor. Get used to that.
Look up and down, baby, I run the war, I run this town. I ride in style, you ride in Greyhound. Where did this bitch come from? Where did this bitch come from? Acting like she number one. Ow, I'm done.
Bitch, we so bitchy.
Bitch.
Grab another one.
Let's go.
Hey, man, I'm so dangy. Man, I'm so dangy. B-A-N-J-I.
Get into this, look at the faces, just over this. Up in the booth is how I spit. Tell them haters pull up and sit. Ain't that the truth? Yep, I'm the bitch. We in the club when we bump into this. Bendy, babe, twisting our wrists. The boys be on it when we twisting our hips.
Look at that
butt. Bugaboo, look at that mutt. Vodka tonic, toss it up. We not told, we can back that up. Yeah. You got an attitude, cause I just took your dude. He went away, and now he only wanna see your face. I'm really fake, and you just taking the bait. And when I'm up in the place, the chicks hate. Yeah, they wanna taste the cake, the milkshake. Better move out of my way, ain't got no time for the snake. I don't have any time for you hoes. Why would I ever address you?
That don't be too perfect the way that she working. She moving and twerking. We swagging, we surfing.
Oh, man, I'm so fancy.
Got
I'm
another
so
one, baby. Fancy. It's Jersey.
I don't want to sound crazy or anything, but I'm waiting for my friend.
Thank you.
girls, big boys. She says she want me crazy, crazy. I want you crazy, crazy. I say she want you crazy. Fuck it, let's all get crazy. Let's get fine, fine.
Pay close attention now. There's rules and regulations to pleasing a girl. Going downtown can really rock a world, but you gotta make sure that you know what you're doing. There's a math down there that you gotta start learning. First, you gotta make sure you rehearse. Move around your tongue like you're trying to curse, cause there's nothing worse than a tongue that doesn't work. Then your girl will be mad and you feel like a jerk. Spread out the lips before you kiss. You wanna make sure that you find a clit. Lick a little bit, then move it all around. Lick it all over till you hear it make a sound. You know that you find a good spot. Tease it and touch it, but not a lot. Put your mouth on top, you're in control. You can make it happen fast and slow. Lick it, better lick it right. Touch it, better touch it right. Kiss it, better kiss it right. Do that pussy right. Lick it, better lick it right. Touch it, better touch it right. Kiss it, better kiss it right. Do that pussy right. Don't be bland, better act creative. Be on top of your game to be innovative. Experiment a bit and change it up. Lick a little lower, then put it in a butt. Then you can place a finger inside. Make sure that it's wet and easy to glide. If she's really wet and your finger slides, try to put another one inside. But you better still have your mouth on the clit. You know you're doing good if her legs twitch. Then pick her up and set her on your face. Pick a large area to give her some space. She needs some room to place your mouth where she want it. Let her out the face like she's about to come on it. The key to a girl's heart is going down south. So come on everybody, let her put it in your mouth. Lick it, better lick it right. Touch it, better touch it right. Kiss it, better kiss it right. Do that pussy right. Lick it, better lick it right. Touch it, better touch it right. Kiss it, better kiss it right. Do that pussy right. Let your mouth do the talking and your tongue do the walking. Work on your cardio, there is no stopping. Get through the pain if your jaw locks. You gotta be a soldier and don't stop. Lick her and finger her at the same time. Feel around the G-spot, seeking you shall find. Rub on that spot, lick on top. You gotta be coordinated, show what you got. Once you got that down, put your other hand around. I have to be blunt and not profound. Put your wet pinky finger in an asshole. You're a three.
I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Come on, let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Okay. Let's check.
Let's dance our way out of here. We want to thank you all very much for listening into another action-packed, fun, always fun to Queer FM Reloaded here with Barb Snowgrove and Denise Fraser. And we welcome you to come back next Tuesday to join us. Same bad time, same bad station. 8 to 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on 101.9 FM. You can, of course, catch it on podcast anywhere you happen to be in this world. This is on internet, of course, at CITR.ca. Don't forget to check out the CITR.ca website for all great things alternative radio. CITR's got a little something for everybody. You will definitely find something that you like. And again, we want to thank you all very much for listening in. Have yourself a great week. And enjoy next week's long weekend. Happy birthday, Queen Vic. The one who didn't think that there was any such thing as lesbians.
Oh, yes.
She made it a little. You had to be a certain age for gay men. And when they mentioned lesbians, she asked, what was that? And was explained, and she said, don't get there. Didn't think there was any such thing. So we're not in the books. We can do whatever. So I'm thankful to Queen Victoria for that. But on behalf of Thee and Thine and Denise, here at Queer FM Reloaded, we'll hear you next week, folks. Have a great week. Peace.
I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Come on, let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Come on, let's check.
In the bay. Sexy, I hope she take it to the back and give me something. Yeah, we can leave the club, you can work it in my shack. Yeah, her booty so big, I have to keep it steady. But I ain't tryna say no, yeah, she a freak. This the kind of thing you'll meet at a freak meet. Anything she wears, she always show a butt cheek. Put a tattoo on her ass and touch me. Work that out. Come on, work that out.
and this is Acheng Olale. And it's that time of the week where we have contemporary African music, and I'm going to start with Burna Boy with the song Tonight. Was Mr. Burna. Yeah, that was Burna Boy. And I have Ola with me, joining me today.
What up?
We're going to be hanging out for the next 1 hour. Are you excited?
I mean, it's like really early show.
So I know. 10:30 to 11:30, this is Afrobeat, the show dedicated to... the show dedicated to exposing UBC and the wider Vancouver area to contemporary African music. I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
So far, we're doing well.
I mean, if you look at it, right, from like most African countries right now are probably like at night right now. So like they are probably...
I know, the time zone is crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But I mean, for anyone who's listening in, whether, you know, especially if you're in the diaspora and you're checking in,
Yeah.
That's good. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, thanks for support.
Today we have a lot lined up. I have a bit of Zahara. I'm going to go to Congo for a bit. Congo, Papa Wemba, a little bit of that. Yeah, I'm just going to be trying a few new things today. And on top of that, we're going to be having some very interesting discussions with Ola. So, stay tuned. Wherever you are today, where you're listening in from, I hope you're having a good day. It just started. Yeah, be happy.
Yeah,
this
be
is
happy.
Like my show is all about, you know, you need to be happy
you
in this life. It's short.
Don't worry, be happy. Yeah.
If you're not smiling right now, just smile. Yeah. Like just you know. Yeah, but next I'm going to be playing Show Me the Way by Papa Wemba. So, yeah.
Take me by the end, show me the way I can go. Take me by the end, show me the way.
Was Papa Wemba with Show Me The Way. What did you think about the song, Ola?
Papa Wemba seems he's from Congo.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know Congo people made music.
Oh.
That was a joke. No, it
wasn't. Ola.
Of course it was a joke. I'm just...
I don't think so. Ola, well, I'm questioning your knowledge on music right now. I'm really, really questioning it.
I know Congolese. I like Congolese music, man.
No, but Congo is deep. That's where Lingala came. Well, that's kind of... I'm not too sure, but I mean Lingala. Are you into Lingala? Oh, my gosh. So I'm playing Fally Ipupa after this.
Oh, I know Fally Ipupa.
Fally,
That's like Fally is like... I actually know some of the like artists, so like it's not...
But Papa... And I mean, Papa Wemba is like a veteran. So I don't know how you're like not knowing him. Yeah. He's a veteran. He was born in Jules. Okay, I can't really say that. But I mean, he's Congolese, and yeah, he's definitely one of the people who, you know, are big and known.
Did you know this song, Windek?
Windek.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I can't remember the person who sang.
Windek is from South. It's I think I'm not too sure Mozambique, but I know it's from the South. Yeah. It's from the South. Next, I'm going to play Fally Ipupa because today, man, Congo needs to represent because clearly, Fally, yeah. I mean, because clearly people are doubting out here. So this is Fally Ipupa with Sexy Dance. So I love a song.
DJ Virus.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about Congolese music now?
I like Congolese music now.
Actually. Really?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I didn't even know because the thing, funny thing about like me is that like I know these people, but I don't know what country they're from. I just know the song. So I'm like, sure. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. So he. I mean, damn. If you're not feeling, if you didn't feel that tune, I don't know about you. I don't know, because it's 10:30.
I'm judging you right now.
Why are you judging me?
No, I'm not you. I'm judging the person.
We're judging you. If you didn't feel it, we're judging you. It's like, what, 10 in the morning?
We're already gingered up.
I know, right? We're already having a good time. There's no time to waste. Life's too short.
Life's too short, man, not to enjoy Fally Pupa, man.
I'm telling you. But, I'm going to play another song by him again with the artist Olivia, you know, the lady who used to be in 50 Cent. Olivia, who was in what was the group called? Fifty Cent's group.
Oh, G Unit.
Exactly.
Oh, that Olivia.
I can't even believe I just forgot that name. You know, like there's a name for that. You know, when you want to say something, and like you forget it. I mean, it always happens to me all the time. But anyway, exactly. Oh my gosh! Thank you. You just brought back a very special part of my memories. It was a time, you know. I'm telling you. You know the song that I loved about that was I loved Get Up. I don't know if it was by... No, that's just 50 Cent.
No, that was that 50 Cent?
Yeah, that was 50 Cent. Wasn't Get Up?
Oh. I am the billboard saying I'm the reason.
Get Up.
Yeah, Get Up. Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, that one.
That was like pretty late though. That was like 2007 or 2008 I think so. Or something. Yeah,
but that was my song. That was my song. But yeah, it's the same Olivia from G-Unit. Yeah. So yeah, have a listen. So this is America teaming up with a bit of Africa, so yeah.
America.
Dicap la merveille. El maravilloso. El pibe de l'ore. El chichi.
Fally y Pupa.
Yes, Olivia. This is the champion's love.
Yeah, and that was Fali Ipupa featuring Olivia.
Olivia. What's the name of the song?
It's called Electric. Chase Electric. So if you want to listen to that song.
Electric Chair?
No. Chase Electric. Yeah. I like it because it's. Pardon?
I thought you were speaking French for a while. Really?
But I really like this song because. I mean, it's Lingala. I really don't understand Lingala, you know. Yeah. But still, I love songs that
Lingala
is a language.
Yeah, but like, I mean, is it like a style of music or something?
It's a language plus it's a music, like a genre of music as well. That's what Lingala is. And also, I feel like it's also a culture in itself.
Yeah,
and you know,
it's kind of like working class music, right? Like, I mean, it's like a whole culture perpetrated around like a particular group of people.
Yeah, it's like, around the Congo area, you know.
So like, music,
and it's very interesting movies. Because, pardon?
No, keep going.
I was just going to say it's influenced a lot of music also in Kenya.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from this part of Kenya called Nyanza, and most of the music there is very much influenced by Lingala, which is interesting. Yeah. But we're going to talk a little bit for a while. About an issue which has been around the media and it has gotten a lot of media attention.
Is it Beyonce, Jay-Z?
We did.
No, you covered that last night. So
We could talk about that. But before that,
I think the hashtag was bring back our girls.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, yeah, like it's been like a huge development like online, and like we can see the power of social media right now on the internet. I think like a month ago or so, schoolgirls were kidnapped from like 234.
Yeah.
Schoolgirls were kidnapped from Chibok. It's a state in Nigeria, Borno. And the thing is that like our government wasn't really doing anything about it, and
Before we continue, let's just say, so we have Ola with us, and he's going to be talking a little bit about the issue because he's from Nigeria.
Nigerian, and like I'm an expert on the issue, plus also internet media hacktivist over here. So like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. So I mean, the whole issue just arose from the fact that, like, over the years, like Nigerian people have been, passive and like ambivalent about like everything that happens in Nigeria. So like basically, like people realized that they had enough and they decided that, you know, like at least let's try to do something. Like the youth of the country decided to do something, right? Like they all started a hashtag and like it caught on, and like even famous like stars like Justin Timberlake and like Michelle Obama and stuff, like they picked it up. And like, I mean, once it got the attention of like major influential people that use Twitter, it also got onto like CNN and stuff.
Yeah, it was all over the media. Like, also saw Michelle Obama very influential people.
Yeah. I mean, Michelle Obama is like pretty influential, like
definitely
flutist. I mean, she's she's like the first lady of like one of the most powerful countries in the world.
Is
right?
She so really? Like, I mean, yeah. But yeah, as in, as a first lady, yeah. But my only question and concern is, so there's this whole issue going on.
Mm-hmm.
200 girls have been kidnapped
by Boko Haram.
Yeah, it's a big issue. There's 200 families, you know, by extension.
I mean, they might be sisters and brothers, but like, I'm not, okay, but besides the point, yes.
But yeah, 200 yeah, families. 200, yeah. Okay, fine, maybe, maybe some of them are related.
Yeah, but like, yeah, 150 200 families. Let's just say 200 families. It's simple, no worries, it's fine.
200 families. So what I'm saying is, these are 200 families. It's a big issue. But what do you think about them using the media, you know? To what extent is the media going to help the situation?
Well, I think, so basically, I can tell you what is not effective. So basically, there are some tweets that were more like one retweet equals to like one prayer or something, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, prayer works, right? Or like whatever you choose to believe, right? But like, retweets do not equal to prayers, right? So like, yeah, exactly. Plus also like the ones where like you say, oh, retweet this to get the attention of our government. Our government doesn't use the internet. So like, I mean, like it doesn't. So like, yeah, like what happens is that when influential people catch on, they are able to,
they get more attention.
Yes. And when they get more attention, they are able to like fight for us, you know. It's not like it's not like where we retweet, it's going to like go directly to the government. They'll know, oh, this is what our people need, right? It's more like the people retweet and like it goes all the way to the influential people, and influential people like they make it go on the news, and then when it goes on the news, other countries are like now focusing on Nigeria, and like Nigeria is forced into action. So
I feel like it's a very tricky issue.
Yeah.
Because it has to do with the Nigerian government itself. And the Nigerian government being able to you know, take the right measures to help the situation. But what is happening now is there's all these things, there's the media, of course, and there's with the whole media thing going on, that's pressure on the government.
Yeah, exactly.
So how is the government going to be able to deal with it? You get what I mean? The media can, the attention is there. Yeah. Yes, the issue has been brought up as very important.
Yeah.
But that is not enough, because at the end of the day, talk is cheap, you know? And but that's what has been happening.
Like,
that's what tweets are.
Yeah.
It's just talk. But for the government to be able to go there and actually do something, you know, is the government even equipped enough to be able to go and do something? What do you think about that?
I think so far, like, I mean, from what we've seen on, like, the, like, from what I've seen, it just shows that, like, we aren't really, like, our military personnel, our government aren't competent enough to, like, bring, because it's been a month, and, like, the excuse is that there is a forest where the terrorists stay, and that everybody's too scared to go in, and it's, like, it doesn't make any sense. These people are trained personnel. Their job is to be able to handle these kind of situations, right?
Exactly.
It's not like, I mean, I don't really care, like, if, oh, it's like the technical know-how, whatever, right? Like, your job is to protect your people, and you failed on that front. It took you more than a month to actually even try to do something, and the only reason why you did something was because people, other countries were forcing you into action, you know. It's like, I mean, like, Americans have, like, I think, like, American Marines have, like, landed in Nigeria and stuff, and, like, I mean, that's, like, basically one of the only, like, from what I hear, but, like, I mean, I'm not sure if this is really accurate, but, like, the, like, people actually knew about the attack before the attack happened.
Yeah,
like, people knew about it. So, like, for the fact that, like, they weren't able to, like, assemble fast enough, right? Just shows like we're not like capable to do that, right? So yeah.
For all you listening in, we're talking about the bring back our girls hashtag that has been going on social media, and basically the bring back hashtag is based upon what just happened about a month ago. About a month ago, with 200 girls who were kidnapped in Nigeria by the Boko Haram, and so that's the issue at hand right now. For you, all you listening in, this is Afrobeat, the show dedicated to exposing UBC and the wider Vancouver area to contemporary African music. And as usual, we're broadcasting.
As usual,
we're broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
All in Terry,
all in all,
Terula.
And just before we continue with this topic, I'm going to play a little bit of Sauti Sol from Kenya with Still the One.
Another one for the ladies. Sauti Sol.